Ruth, she was a parlourmaid and had red hair, came in and said that two gentlemen wanted to see the master.
"I've shown them into the library, sir," said she.
"I expect it's the subscription to the vicar's testimonial," said Mother, "or else it's the choir holiday fund. Get rid of them quickly, dear. It does break up an evening so, and it's nearly the children's bedtime." But Father did not seem to be able to get rid of the gentleman at all quickly.
"I wish we had got a moat and a drawbridge," said Roberta. "Then when we didn't want people, we could just pull up the drawbridge and no one else could get in. I expect Father will have forgotten about when he was a boy if they stay much longer."
Mother tried to make the time pass by telling them a new fairy story about a princess with green eyes, but it was difficult, because they could hear the voices of Father and the gentleman in the library, and Father's voice sounded louder and different to the voice he generally used to people who came about testimonials and holiday funds. Then the library bell rang, and everyone heaved a breath of relief.
"They're going now," said Phyllis. "He's rung to have them shown out."
But instead of showing anybody out, Ruth showed herself in. And she looked queer, the children thought.